Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:35. I'm Howard Philbin. A very good morning. We continue to cover the Israel developments extensively for the next 2.5 hours. Well, one thing we do know is we need to be very, very cautious about revealing information and revealing where the strikes took place. The authorities in Israel have urged people not to share that information. That said, there we do know the public. That has been released to the public. We know that there have been a number of direct hits in Tel Aviv. A person who lives in one of the buildings that have been hit and that was hit is Avrami Meir. Avrami is a very close friend of my son who also lives in Israel. And he messaged me this morning to say Avrami's building was hit. And thank God he is fine. Avrami has very kindly agreed to speak to us. Avrami, first of all, how are you?
I'm good, Howard. I'm as good as can be.
Yeah. So what time was this? What happened?
This was, I think, around 4 a.m. I heard the sirens go off. I quickly, like, got up, went to the mamad.
Okay. I'm glad you were responsible. Otherwise, I'd have to shout at you. You know, I have a long history of shouting at Avrami for not doing what he needs to do, so that's fine. Good. So you went... Exactly. So, Avrami, you go to the... So, you're in the Mamad?
Yeah, I actually... to be honest, I got up and I wasn't sure. I was a little discombobulated for a second. And I grabbed my phone and I actually got to Mamad, like, I would say a little later than I should have. I closed the door. We actually got our door fixed yesterday, just a few hours before, because it wasn't closing properly.
Yeah.
And I sat down... on the bed there, I said to my roommate, like, oh, I can't believe this is again. I was half asleep.
Yeah, sure.
I like, asked him to give me a pillow, and he was like, no, like, I don't even remember, like, what we were speaking about.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I heard probably the loudest noise I've ever heard in my life, literal explosion. It felt like the building had moved and jumped. Immediately I heard glass shatter, and I heard people shouting for help. So I said to my roommate that we've definitely been hit, like the building's been hit. And then it took me a second to realize that we were, like, okay. I'm like, oh, like, we're actually, like, alive, like, we're fine. And I heard, like, a bit of panic, and I have no idea what possessed me to open the door. I really shouldn't have. I opened, like, the mamad door, like, a few minutes later.
Right.
And I didn't, like, really fully understand what was happening until I saw our bathroom. Wasn't really like a bathroom anymore. There was glass shattered everywhere. Our door had been blown off, like the door to the apartment. And then I said to my roommate, bro, we've been hit bad. Like, this is... And then I thought... then I realized there was water was leaking. I could smell, like, the fire. Like, there was a fire downstairs. And there was glass everywhere. I put on, like, Birkenstocks with the first things I could find. And I just walked into the kitchen, which is, like, not really a kitchen anymore. Like, all the balcony and the door hinge, everything has been blown off. The tables were shattered. Everything that was any sort of glass was shattered. I walked out. Our next door neighbor is an elderly lady. She needed help, so we, like, tried to help her. I walked downstairs.
What floor are you on?
So I was on the first floor. Right. And as we walked downstairs, the building next to us was, like, there was a fire, like, was on fire, and we were trying to help the neighbors with their dogs and their cats. Like, they couldn't leave. And it was a combination of just tons of water, like, fire, weird alarm noises, complete chaos. No one really knew, like, where to go and what to do. And eventually, like, a police found me, and he helped, like, and we just walked out together. Just recently, I was allowed to go back in and get a few things, like passports, my tefillin, or whatever it is I wanted. Yeah. And the whole building's in shambles. All the apartments are basically
destroyed. Like, yeah. So did it hit your actual building? Did it hit between? Did it hit your neighbor? Like, do you know where it actually landed?
So I think it hit the building next to us.
Right.
Like, literally next to us. And I have my neighbors are one of my best friends, and they we were all downstairs at like, I don't know, 5 a.m.
Right.
And his apartment's also rubble. Like they had to leave.
Right.
And that whole area is basically just, there were already bulldozers there just like clearing away the rubble. So there was so much damage from all the surrounding buildings.
Unbelievable. It's hard to imagine. It actually is very hard to imagine because, you know, for the last, what, 20 months, you're in the Mamad, you're out the Mamad. You're in. Obviously, it shifted, and we know that since the end of last week, it shifted very, very dramatically. That's why you got your door fixed. You know, there's obviously a... But you don't... I can't imagine you ever thought that this actually would happen to you.
No, never. And to be honest, there was like this feeling of it won't happen to me, or like, ah, you know, it'll be fine. It's, you know, it's not like that. But the truth of the matter is it's very much like on our doorstep, and it definitely has shifted. And
And there's obviously, is your building repairable? Is your apartment repairable? Sounds like the neighbors definitely aren't.
No, neighbors definitely not. Mine, I mean, it's not livable.
Sure.
Like at all.
Yeah.
To be honest, the only room that is the Mamad. The Mamad's perfectly intact, which is amazing.
You know, these are the stories that we are hearing over and over again, that people that are in the Mamad, thank God, are actually fine. It's made a significant difference to the casualties of this war.
It was life-changing because, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, but sometimes when there's been silence in the past, I haven't gone to the Mamad. I went back into my room to check like my bed, my window, everything. It wouldn't have been a good situation. Like it would have been, it's a matter of life and death at this point.
So that is such an important message, because I think one does become complacent, and maybe not right now, as I said, because it's only been 3 or 4 days of this level of intensity. But the reality is that people, in fact, it became a bit of a joke in people that I interviewed over the last couple of months. Women and children would go into the Mamad. The men were much too big and strong and brave for that, you know. And the results here shows you that they could have been absolutely devastating. If you decided, you know what, I'm actually just too tired. I'm sitting this one out. I'm sleeping during this one. It could have had very, very serious consequences.
Very serious, and it's very real, the complacency. And you think like you're exhausted, you know, every night you're spending an hour or two in the Mamad, or you've woken up, or you go to a bomb shelter, you think, ah, I'll be fine. Not the case. So I've learned my lesson firsthand.
Right.
But
Well, listen, I think you hopefully are safe. I mean, I can't imagine that lightning strikes the same place. I'm assuming you've got to move out. You've got to have to find another place to live, certainly for the next while. Well, Avrami, I am very, very grateful and relieved to hear that you're fine and that you are able to, you're able to chat to us. I really appreciate it. Bring us and our listeners a direct experience, that shared the experience that somebody has had with a direct hit from a ballistic missile fired from Iran. Avrami Meir was in the Mamad last night, or in the early hours of this morning, when there was a direct hit. He shared his story with us. Avrami, thank you, and be well, be safe. It is 6:44. Have you too.